You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Brody Jenner, here with my co-hosts Audrina Patridge, Heidi Montag Pratt, and Frankie Delgado. Today, we're going to be breaking down Season 2, Episode 4, called Who Do You Trust? What's going on, guys? How you feeling?
I'm ready.
Do you have
to
read my name off of the paper?
Yeah, Frankie Delgado.
It didn't have an accent.
No,
it didn't.
That's why I said it just straight up.
Oh, man. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great, Frankie. How are you?
I miss you guys.
I miss you too, buddy.
I miss you guys. This is a juicy episode, to say the least.
This is going to be juicy, juicy.
Heidi, this is your episode. Who do you trust in this episode?
I don't know.
We'll get into it.
Neither of you, I think, is what it came down to. It's like, I'm not sure what is happening. Yeah, in this episode, I'll tell you about Spencer and his ways. You know, he's a little flirty. I'm a little doubtful of myself. Lauren continues to wonder whether she's ready for a relationship. So I'm excited. This episode aired February 2nd, 2007. So let's break it down.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just get right into it because there's so much to discuss and I've been holding back trying not to talk to you until our mics were up. Okay.
I almost have like butterflies. It's like the stress kind of has come back. The cortisone I'm like working on not because I'm breastfeeding. So I'm like, I need to stay zen.
So the last episode we ended with Brody and Lauren at the condo.
Ooh. The makeout session.
Yeah.
The condo.
Yeah,
we were overlooking the entire LA view.
The Hollywood Hills.
You know, just
the hills.
Posted up in my mom's condo.
But you actually had your own condo underneath your mom's condo.
I think they prefer to shoot in
the nicer on the
higher up floor because you got the view. Mine didn't have the best view.
I don't think you had your second condo yet.
I don't think I did yet.
That's when we went back to Linda's.
Yeah. I did buy in the same building, but
that's after nice.
Did you sell that one?
Like second or third season? No, my mom still's got it. She's
yours.
Oh, mine. Yeah, yeah.
So you did.
Yep.
Well, and this episode kind of kicks off from that scene because it's Heidi, it's you and Lauren at the pool laying out, which we all did a lot of then. Yes. And you guys are talking about your situationships or whatever you want to call them with the guys. And I know Lauren was telling you how she wanted to be friends with Brody. But it didn't seem that way, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like she really liked Brody, but she's like forcing herself to be friends or have the friend talk.
The friend zone.
I think she was just being guarded. You know, she just got out of like a really serious relationship. It's on TV. She doesn't want to set herself up for whatever's happening.
Maybe
she ready for it.
She was beating him to the punch.
You know, maybe. So I think she did really like Brody.
Yeah, you could tell there was chemistry.
I mean, she said I was a good kisser, so.
Yeah. She did, yeah. And then you were talking about Spencer, Heidi, and how you guys feel like you're in a much better place in your relationship and more secure. And it's like, it sounded really good on your end in the beginning.
Yeah, this episode is very interesting. So there was a lot going on. There's a lot to kind of unfold within all this. So Spencer and I kind of had a conversation. We're like, should we become, you know, official? Like, should we get more serious? And we are both really big flirts. You know, like I was a really big flirt. He was a really big flirt. So when you have that habit, it also naturally comes out. Also, Spencer was there clearly for a TV show. Mm-hmm. You know, like he was a clout chaser on this. Like, and that's why I think Lauren also got so defensive and said throughout, like, he's using you because that was a huge agenda. So sure. It was like a draw for him and joke on him. We are married and together however many years later. But it could have not panned out that way, you know, with a lot of things going on. So we decided to like kind of get on the same page, you know, and he had told me like, I do want to make a good show. Like, let's ramp this up. Let's keep it going. This is what I'm going to do. This makes a good TV show. I was just on Fox. You know, I learned about Princes and you can just see his eyes light up with the cameras and he's really good at it. He's really good at stirring things up. He's really good at still making drama.
For sure.
He brought it. He's like, he was already committed into his character, you know? So I wanted to be on the same page in a different way, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, yeah, we can play this game. I'm cool. I can do that. You know, like I want to keep getting these checks and have this happen and, you know, kind of break it down. But it just, there were limits. It was a little too far, a little few times. And I was like, wait a minute.
You could kind of see in the episode too when those limits were crossed.
Right.
And then you could see like your real emotional, like, you know, what's kind of real and what was manipulated. Right. Or at least I do from watching it, maybe because we've all been there.
Also the screen time. Like you get more screen time while this was going on. Like you're like, every episode starts being about like.
Yeah, the strongest story.
The best one was when the guy told you how to dress. That
oh, yeah.
Hey, so
this is this episode, right?
Hey, bro, before don't be we get there,
I do have a question though, because you do mention to Lauren that in this episode that you were going to, or this scene, you're going to call me. And so you had a change of heart because you thought, you know, like it's stupid that we weren't friends. I know. A couple episodes we talked about the real reason why you stopped talking to me, but why the change of heart now? I feel like time heals or like you.
I think because you and Lauren were able to like get over it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, well, this
But I didn't even know about that with Lauren.
But
she got over it.
She got over it. Okay. Right. So I was like, well, great. I don't really have a problem with Adrena anyways. And if you guys are cool, then why am I not friends with Adrena when I'm really the one who was friends with Adrena?
Yeah.
You know, so in my mind, I'm like, wait a minute. How did I get canceled out of the friendship when we were the real, you know, like you only hung out with Lauren.
Friend.
Right. But you had only hung out with Lauren a few times, you know, but we hung out. All the time.
All the time, off camera, on camera.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? And then this was after the Spencer stuff. And I had talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. And I had talked to you about it. And I thought that was all fair and love and war type of thing. Like I was dating other people. He just did it on camera and had the better tactic. You know, mine was just for fun in real life. And his was more methodical on camera. I'm so glad they don't show anything I did because it would be way worse, I think. But
yeah. Heidi the Player.
Yeah. Well, I was writing a book at the time called How to Outplay the Player.
You and Lauren had this book. It was like the Bible for men or something, the Bible of dating. Do you remember this? Yeah, and it gave tips to men.
Oh,
and so I remember
I'm gonna get a copy of this book.
We took the tips and tried it on the guys. And one of the pointers was like when you meet someone, it said to like point something out, like they have something on their nose or like something's out of place to kind of make them feel.
Humble them real quick.
Yeah.
You got something in your teeth,
like,
buddy.
So it's a very like a how to lose a guy in 10 days type of feeling of a book, huh?
So I was writing a book similar on like, because, you know, I was like, well, just be the ultimate player. And I was going through that with Spencer, sorry. So I was like, well, I can outplay Spencer. He's, you know, his is just on camera. But whatever.
I love it. Your guys' dynamic on screen is just untouchable.
Yeah, but you see, and it's fun to watch, like, we really do connect, you know, like when we have our moments in time,
great.
Like it's
even
you
the banter,
know.
Even when you guys are like arguing, there's like this little smile behind each one of your faces where it's like you can tell you guys are messing with each other, but it's not, you guys, neither one of you is taking it. You guys, you can tell there's a lot of love there.
Yeah.
You guys
are kept me on my
especially
toes.
And you see that in one of the next scenes where Max at Bolt House. Okay. I forgot about that guy. That guy was trouble.
Oh, I know. I was, Max. That was hilarious. I
can't believe you would say something like that, though. Like it's not his place.
That was, I was going to say, that was completely out of line.
For those of you listening, basically, Heidi's at work and She had this really cute white summer dress on. Yeah, it was backless. It was cute, though. It wasn't...
Right.
I
if
know.
I had my implants then, I could see how it'd be more inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because maybe... But still,
but you work for
it's
a nightlife
not,
company. Like, it, like right. that's... It's part of the game. Like, you're supposed to be, like, sexy and dress
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
like,
and cool or whatever. Was,
well, Brent Bolthouse didn't seem to care, but this Max guy right. definitely cared. And then he calls you on the phone, but he has a smirk. It's almost like he's checking you out.
Well, Oz Productions.
Just giving you a little heads up. The dress code thing, I got kind of chewed out by Jen today. I mean, you look great and all, but I don't know if it's appropriate for office wear.
I'll talk to Brent about it.
All right, later.
So I didn't realize this. I think that they put Max, because he just started working there when the show started, to like flirt with me and have that be a love interest, I think.
For sure.
So now in retrospect, I'm like, I think he was kind of trying to flirt with me, but he was really bad at it, but it wasn't appropriate to say anything. And I just took it offensively.
Yeah.
And I really, at that point, was so focused on Spencer too, that I was kind of like, not... And he's not my type, no matter what. So I wasn't, like, attracted to him. But, I mean, clearly. And so I'm glad I cleared it up with Brent, too, and asked him, like, what is going on with this? Is this, like, an inappropriate thing? So Spencer then took it to the next level
yeah,
when we
at
had
the lunch. That was crazy. And that's, like, you could tell Spencer really is protective
walk
over
in front
you.
Of the car,
like
bro. That. Walk out and get killed in front of the car, bro.
Please. I don't care about the smile.
Walk in front of a car. Walk in front of a car.
All right, I'll walk.
Yeah, well, keep walking away, bro. I'll see you in the club.
So, yeah, we see Max. And this is in the very, very beginning of us, like, are we boyfriend, girlfriend? You know, like, we're feeling it out. And I'm actually, like, a little embarrassed. I'm like, okay, it's sweet, but, like, also, get in the car. This is, like, over. And he also saw an opportunity. You could see when he took that last sip of tea in his mind, he's like, I'm going to do it.
I know, you know, I think you met me the other night, right? Spencer, right?
Yeah.
You don't really know me, so I just want to know real quick. Don't comment on how hot he dresses. We all, everybody I hang out with loves how she dresses.
Oh, yeah.
No,
no,
you can
see his brain. I can
I
see
saw
what he
his
said.
Brain. He's, and he's like staring at him. And he takes 100%. A sip and he's like, I'm going for it.
I know exactly what was going through his head.
Totally.
Good TV, good TV,
yeah,
good TV.
Good TV. I'm going
TV.
Over.
Okay,
I'm going to punk
right.
him. He
yeah,
thinks he can punk Heidi. I'm going to punk him.
100%.
So he did. And it was like, I think sweet, but also a TV moment. For
yeah,
Spencer,
he really
for sure.
hyped that up because Max like kind of pushed him out of the way a little bit, and then Spencer like pushed his shoulder.
The guy kind of pushed him out of the way, tapped him on the back.
Okay. Whatever.
Like it's okay, bro. Like don't sun me. Like
you're not the boss. Don't tell her how to dress.
All right.
That's
God.
It.
Champion. Champion.
Don't touch me, bro. You just touched me.
Like from bro to bro, you don't do that. That's like.
Mm-mm.
Well, Spencer, okay. Yeah, you took the opportunity.
Especially if we're not like
assault.
Cool. Like
right.
don't touch me. Don't touch
me.
Don't try to shake my hand. Like get your hand away from me. If it's around here, I'm reacting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that set him off.
Totally. He was already in fight mode. Yeah. You know, so I'm impressed it didn't escalate more.
But how is it for you, like, going back to work and, like, because that really happened. And then did Max say anything to you after? Because they don't show that.
No, I think Max was shocked. I think he thought it was so a surprise moment. I don't think they even thought they were on camera because it was down the street.
So that was not set up.
So that I don't think it was set up.
It didn't look set up.
It could have been, but I don't think so. I think they were getting lunch there.
And for Max's safety, let's pretend that Max didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I think he thought like, oh, I had my little moment on camera. And that's what Spencer wasn't liking either. Like, oh, you think you're going to come in and call Heidi out, you know, but
yeah.
Well, anyways. Okay. So
I mean, that right there just shows like how protective Spencer was over you in the beginning too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is when Whitney kind of also talks to Lauren about you, Brody, and being an excellent kisser and is trying to pry for some details.
I didn't say it.
My favorite, she's like, I don't kiss until it's like,
you just did.
And then she's like, I just did. You know?
Yeah, yeah. That didn't make sense.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't kiss until, but I kissed him and he's an excellent kisser.
Totally. I think she was like,
which props to you.
Would you like me to give you some lessons, Frankie? Yeah.
See, that's where her saying she just wants to be friends. But then that scene is like, you don't just want to be friends.
Yeah, I think she just didn't want to be rejected or like, you know, is Brody going to be the first guy I officially date on the show after Jason?
For sure.
You know, so I think for her, it was just such a going on in her.
It was a great look. I mean.
Yeah. Especially standing next to Spencer. You look like Prince Charming over there, staying out of all the
Meanwhile, he's the one that's getting like, let's bring all these blondes to the condo.
I mean, that was just their style. Yeah. Too.
I mean, we were really doing that. We were really hanging at the Playboy Mansion. That was a different time.
It's springtime, so you know what that means, guys. We are one step closer to swimsuit weather. So it's time to power up with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list.
Too busy to cook? With Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the long dinner prep too. Factor's fresh, never frozen. Meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat them up and enjoy.
Factor has flavor-packed meals to help you live to the fullest. Choose from keto, vegan and veggie, calorie smart, and protein plus options on the menu each week. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all of the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. We are doing the calorie smart in our house, and they are delicious. Not only are the meals great, but I love their keto smoothies. The chocolate brownie is so good.
It's your yummy go-to.
It's my yummy go-to.
You guys can get Factor and enjoy clean eating too without the hassle. Head to factormeals.com/hills50 and use code hills50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code hills50 at factormeals.com/hills50 to get 50% off your first box. When my cat's healthy, she's happy, and that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when she's healthy. Helping me know that my cat is healthy is just one reason I use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbing crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell, thank God. Now I know what I'm gifting my friends who have cats.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
The coolest thing about Pretty Litter is it changes colors to help detect early signs of potential illness in cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Pretty Litter helps keep my cat healthy and keeps the odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/hills to save 20% on your first order.
That is prettylitter.com/hills to save 20%. prettylitter.com/hills.
And they were talking about you and I and our dinner that's happening. Oh, yeah. And Whitney was like glad that we were having a conversation because we were friends.
And so was Lauren. They were like, okay, good. They're going to go. They're going to talk it out. So they'll like get on the same page, basically. Yep.
So Adriana has friends again on the
show. Adriana is no longer the outcast.
Moral of the story of this episode is that Adriana now has friends again. She had zero friends. Now she has all the friends.
Okay. So at the dinner, I explained to you that I just didn't want to have any drama with you at my party, you know, which is what we talked about. And I was like, I would have talked to you the next day. But I do get that it was a good on-camera moment, and it made it better for the show and everything. But at that point, I was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you clarify about Spencer, which was good confirmation.
Yeah. I was pretty honest and upfront from the start. But Spencer was not my type. And you knew that. I think I'm such a loyal person that hearing that, like, made me so disgusted in him at that moment. Because I was like, how could you try to split two friends up and you're trying to go for both? Like, what are you doing? So I think that amped me up to be like against him in a way and just kind of like want you to know what you were getting yourself into at that moment in time.
I felt like you were very neutral about it. Like, I didn't think you were swaying and you're like, if you like him, great. Just know what you're getting into. And if not, great. Like, you weren't like, we're not going to be friends with you if you date
like
Spencer.
Lauren.
Right. You weren't like Lauren. You were so. Like,
she's very.
Lauren was intense there. That's the first time I actually watched the episodes. And I was like, wow.
That's what I would say to you and Spencer. Remember? I'd come back and I'd be like, you guys have no idea. It's so intense with Lauren right now. Right.
It was definitely, yeah.
You could feel it. It's like that tension and like even you going downstairs and the looks, it's like you feel that like, ooh, I would hate to be in that room right now.
Yeah, it was so hard.
She was protective over you because you were her like she brought you with you to LA and you guys were like a team. Like you guys were like, it was Lauren and Heidi.
Yeah, but you know how it is. When people get boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, it's like, just happens. And the one that they just spend time with them and stuff. And Lauren, you could tell, was like really resenting the fact that you were spending more time with
Spencer. Yeah, the one that doesn't have the boyfriend. It wasn't just
like, he's a bad guy. It was like, I want my friend back to be around me 24/7.
So I think, and I'll get into it more later, but the frustrating thing is she was with Jason for a year and I never saw her. Right. I've literally hung out with her 5 times in a year. And I would never say that to her. I'm going to be her friend no matter what. I was like, if you want to spend time with me, I'm here. If you don't, I'm here. Like, my job wasn't to be her parent. You know, my job was to be her friend. And, you know, as everyone knows, Jason was also going through a hard time then. And I was still supportive of her.
Yeah. He wasn't the perfect boyfriend to her back then either.
Right.
So.
He was on a whole different level.
But and you're not going to cut her off just
and
because.
And you weren't cutting her off because she was with him.
And I was there for her every time and supported her every time. So like, that's what was frustrating is that she just went through something and being on the other side in a very more heightened situation, hers was more heightened, that she wouldn't have had more compassion or like understand, you know, so.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that in this episode too, talking to Lauren on the couch at one point. Because you guys were kind of comparing the two.
Part of me just wants to be like, Brody, we should just be friends.
Don't say that.
It bums me out. I feel like Jason like broke me.
Because of him, I'm like so different than I was before, like as far as like liking guys.
I think it's gonna be easier for me. Before I didn't really know where Spencer and I were, but now it's like we're more secure in our relationship.
Yeah.
And you did mention that.
Right, I'm like, they were completely different situations. Spencer came on wanting clout to be on the show, get a little revenge on me, maybe date me, maybe not. You know, who knows where maybe that was going. Maybe marry me, maybe not. Maybe marry a playmate, maybe not. Yeah, we'll see.
Marry the playmate.
I was like, you didn't even say you want to marry me. You're saying you want to marry the playmate? Like,
naked picnics.
Naked picnics. Oh, my gosh.
We were about to get there. Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, so back to the couch.
I do feel bad. Heidi, I feel like I've been in your situation, too, where it's like, you get so sick of people warning you about someone, but like you have this bond or you see something that they don't and they're so judgy on the outside, but they don't know what's going on the inside. Right. So they don't have the full story. You had to take on a lot of people's opinions.
Mm-hmm. It was hard too, because there was so much more not talked about and that was uncovered. Like, okay, Spencer came on when we were both dating other people. They just didn't show my side, you know? So that was it in the beginning. And and then we weren't official and we were both still seeing other people. So no one was taking all that into consideration, you know? And then it's like, I did get upset a few times, drunk or whatever. But then when we like sat down and decided to get on the same page, that's for me when it really kind of like started. And it was still the beginning of a relationship. And so for me, that was the first chance.
Were you telling each other like, oh, I'm seeing someone or I'm going on a date today? Like you weren't telling, you both were like doing it, but behind each other's back.
No, like, or no. We were just like, I'll see you later. Yeah, I'm going to, I don't know. It just was like, it wasn't even official.
I was
official.
Around Spencer a lot then. He wasn't really dating.
It was just for the show.
Well, he was just like trying to create drama, he knew what he was doing even then. He was definitely into Heidi. You could see that, right?
Yeah,
he was
always into Heidi.
Yeah, he was like, and so when he was doing the playmates and the thing, he was very good at just sort of flirting and doing this and saying a lot. And like,
but it was literally for the show.
Right. He's just, he's amping it up. And then like we would just be going, doing, God only knows, going to Cabo, whatever. But he wasn't like hanging out with all these playmates off screen. It was just like, he'd be like desperately calling people like, we got to get them over. Like he was producing. He was just like, how do we create drama out of it? He was great.
Yeah. And he had a vision in his Spencer. And as you all know, Spencer, like when he gets a vision, it's beginning, middle and end, So he sees like the story arc and where it's going. And he's like one of the best at it. And so he had this whole vision of how it would come together. And I think his original vision was, all right, come on, because we weren't talking at the time when he came back on. Spencer and I weren't. I think he was like, okay, I'll play the girls. I'll date them all. That will be funny. Brody and I will get our spinoff. I think that was the original plan. And then we started hanging out again. He's like, I really do.
Yeah,
like,
and
Heidi,
I think,
you know.
And this scene too, it's like, I told you that he called me the 2 or 3 weeks prior. I think, I don't remember, like.
The planner.
I don't know.
I can't even.
Your weekly planner.
I get my Gucci planner out. And I'm like, okay, if we were together, if it was 2 weeks ago, we're officially together.
3 weeks?
It was three, no. Like, who writes it down in the planner, like, officially
By
together?
The way, that's so
I think
good.
I had to keep track for, like, everything. I'm like, okay, this is getting messy. I'm going to write down and hold him accountable to, like.
Did we have text
the
messaging then yet?
It was sidekick.
Yeah, barely, right? Barely.
Yeah, not really.
No, not really.
Or there was no calendar in your phone.
Not in 2006 yet.
No Nokia?
On the sidekick.
Yeah, you can mess it.
Sidekick.
I had the sidekick.
She had the sidekick in her hand.
You had the sidekick.
Yeah. I went to the sidekick launch party, okay?
We had BlackBerry. We were BlackBerry Messenger.
But we were email. It was through email at that point.
There wasn't Messenger yet?
The BlackBerry was through email. You and me were like, would email each other, like, and it was like, it would go straight to our phone. So that's why.
Well, BlackBerry too.
And then when Sidekick came out, they came out with AIM.
Oh, AIM.
So it wasn't text messaging. It was AIM where we were like.
Well, do you remember the original
we're aging
text? It was the letters. And you had to do like each number, each
back
three
in the day,
on each.
Good old days.
Anyways, okay. So
oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Anyways, we have that conversation. I think that was really good to just get on the same page,
yes.
Be able to move forward. It felt like such a weight lifted off
yeah.
me. I'm like, I love it.
And just to let everyone know, like these scenes that we filmed, these lunch scenes, they weren't like a minute long. Like we would do these scenes probably sometimes 2 or 3 hours sitting there and talking. And like the producers would choose what they wanted to put together from that.
All the stare downs they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who were you dating during that time?
Me?
Yeah.
Justin, off camera.
So Justin was already in the picture
he was,
back then.
Yeah, even in first season, we filmed with him off camera. He came to my apartment, did my hair, but he was too quiet and they said he just didn't have it or like he was too like chill.
And he already had the really, really, really long hair, right? Like
not yet. And then we were still together all through second season off camera. So at a lot of these clubs, we were together. So I'd go to the table to film, and then I'd run over to him.
Mm. And that's why the love interest wasn't quite there yet. Okay, so I go back and then I tell Lauren about Spencer. And this is when she still has like more compassion towards me and is like, great. Like more on my side,
yeah,
you know, and you can tell. And she's still saying, you know, it is annoying with people continuing to like warn you about him, that he's such a jerk.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what? You know what? Seriously, I don't care. All those people aren't with us when it's you and Spencer.
Well,
and
that's
like,
what
they
I
don't
told
see
Adrena.
The way that he looks at you. They don't see
that's
that.
That's what I told Adrena.
I would tell you, I'm your best friend. I don't owe anything to Spencer. If I thought Spencer was a rat, I'd be like, you're over it. I don't.
That's what you said at
I
first.
I don't completely trust Spencer. But I do trust that he likes you.
She's like, I don't completely trust him, but who do you trust more? Who do you trust, Adrena mm-hmm. or Spencer? And I really had to think about that. And I'm like, I don't know at this point because I want to trust Spencer more, but it's just not there. Mm-hmm. And I know his motive is being on the show. And Adrena and I are just starting to be friends again. And I've heard all this. So in my mind, I'm like, nobody.
No, that's something like, time tells
hard.
With that stuff.
Yeah, so that was tricky. And then I start packing up for Colorado. So I really was leaving. Like I really
okay,
was
that
going
was
home.
Real.
That
and
was
you really real. Missed the flight.
And I really decided not to go home last minute. Mm-hmm. So I was going home for my mom. And then I just had this weird feeling at the airport. I'm like, I think I need to be there tonight. Like this is not the time to go home and check out of the show. This is not the time to like, I need to kind of see with my own eyes what's mm-hmm. going on. Because I was saying to Lauren, like, why don't you go out and, like, spy on him,
yeah.
you know, see how he is. But then I thought, and I don't know if I would have gone to home to Colorado if Spencer and I would be together. Because maybe I would have heard that mm-hmm. in a little more
you would
distance.
Have not been, oh, right.
maybe, I might have yeah. just been like, you know what, I'm over this. Because I would have been home and I would have been, it could have yeah. been very different. So you never know how those little things.
So you were at the airport.
Play out. So I was at the airport and I decided not to go. But I told Spencer that I wasn't going.
He was probably
Oh,
he
so
probably
he knew.
Thrilled.
But he,
so
also
he
knew about, you knew about this whole playmate
so
situation.
So Spencer and I that night went to dinner at Blowfish before, which mm-hmm. was the best sushi
I
ever.
I know, I love Blowfish.
That place was yeah. so
Wait,
dope.
Wait, so you guys went to Blowfish good. Before this club scene?
Yes, before, and I got too drunk. So like he told me the plan. He told me he's going to go to Brody's, mm-hmm. meet up with the playmates, you know, and then I can come in and it will look like all this drama.
It
and he's like, are you
again.
Cool for this? It was planned. And I was like, yeah, of course, let's do it. And, you know, And then I get there and I'm like, you know, I'm not liking this. They, no. I'm not liking this at all. It's like a little more, I thought he was just going to like kind of show up with them and flirt a little. And then it started being like, I'm going to marry her and naked pics. And I'm like, you know, this is kind of crossed where I felt comfortable. Yeah,
proposing marriage. Like, didn't you propose to one of the girls?
Why didn't you say you were going to marry me at least? Like, I'm the only one. You didn't say you were going to marry?
God,
like,
that is so good.
He's like, I told everyone I was going to marry him. I was like, oh yeah, good line. Like,
well, those girls loved every second of it,
and
too.
And that's what he said, too. The girls were coming on to be on camera. Yeah, they wanted the clout.
You could tell.
Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids should never eat.
That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved super-powered chewable vitamin. We actually have Hiya at the house, and my kids absolutely love the taste. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, and it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters.
Their vitamins are supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, and C. They also send a reusable bottle that kids can decorate with stickers and markers. Kira feels like an adult now when she reaches for her Hiya vitamins.
We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/hills.
This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to HiyaHealth.com/hills. That's HiyaHealth.com/hills. And get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Yeah,
and Elodie had your back too. I think we were all sitting there being your friend, like watching his every move, like, yeah. Oh, he's doing this. Yeah. He's talking to her.
Yeah.
That was Aria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see just watching that, just the energy of the show just really started to elevate just from the first season and the second. Once all that started happening,
well, now you're bringing playmates on.
It was like, but it was just like, wow, this show's getting good. Like for people that had been watching from the first season, once you got to that second season and started seeing this unfold, it was just like, even I was watching, just going like, wow, this is.
I kind of got sucked in again.
For
and Spencer's,
sure.
Spencer's in
the
club.
I never really watched it around when we were on it.
You're now seeing like, I mean, from the Teen Vogue to the those little parties, like T-Mobile parties and stuff. Yeah. And now you're seeing like the actual, how the clubs really ran in LA and like how the people that you're seeing in there. And then you're seeing Playmates and you're seeing Brody and like being the Prince of Malibu, right? You had just had your show like…
I don't know.
And it's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
because you think of the
just
word.
A show, Frankie.
Like Playboy at that time.
It wasn't real.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm out of
that
here.
That wasn't really the prince. Frankie.
I mean,
you were
the
prince. That wasn't really.
You think about Playboy at that time, too. And Playboy was at its height.
It was huge. Yeah.
So for Spencer, he's like, all right, in his mind, I'm bringing in Playboy. I'm bringing 100%. In a big brand. I'm bringing the Playmates for the budget, you know? So like, I see where it all came from. And.
Yeah, the middle America playing, like, oh, Playmates.
By the way, I wonder if they got that idea from the show to do their own spinoff of the Playboy Mansion. Because they started their own show.
I wonder if that was
maybe.
I wonder what year
that started.
They did.
The girls
after
next,
that, they became like, they were like, oh, Girls Next Door. Let's have our own like Playmate party because we put the Playmates on the map.
Gosh, that show is good.
That was so good.
And Spencer he went for it. He didn't really, it didn't really affect him watching those episodes, or was he like, oh my
gosh. You guys, when you guys rewatched that recently, did you guys get in a blowout or what?
No. So I just was like, you went a little far or whatever. He's like, you knew. So no, he has zero remorse. He said, I told you what I was doing. Yeah.
It's entertainment.
And it's actually… It's both watching back. Like, it's a little intense watching the Lauren stuff because it just makes me sad. Right. And that was, like, a real heartbreak for me. But, like, watching some of the Spencer stuff is pretty
comical.
And, like, knowing him later, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. But I do see where everyone was coming from being so protective. And I think that's what Lauren was like. He's using you for your show and me for the show. And I think that was just making her so mad. And at the same time, like, at this night, I kind of hit a point and I was like, I don't know. What am I doing to myself? Why am I doing this? I can be on the show either way. Why am I so obsessed with Spencer? Like, I really love Spencer. From the minute I met him, I wanted to marry him. And I just had this like crazy connect. And I date a lot of other people. So right. It's not like I couldn't date anyone.
You could tell you guys both loved each other.
Yeah, you guys had good chemistry.
It was like meant to be from day one. Yeah, it was just like
you see the chemistry.
It's reality.
I feel like if you could have went after watching this, it's like if we all could have went back and dealt with things differently, especially you and Lauren. Mm. I feel like if she would have just, you know, let loose a little bit and let you live your life, but still been there for you as a friend and not trying to tell you what to do.
Right.
Like, you guys would still be friends.
Sure. I couldn't have tried harder with Lauren. I really couldn't have. I really tried so hard, so much harder even off camera than it showed on. I spent half my Valentine's Day with her and half with Spencer on my first Valentine's Day. Oh. I literally would stay at the house 4 or 5 nights a week and leave like one, you know, like I tried really hard. And so it's just unfortunate because it was really out of my hands.
It is really sad to watch that unwind and like your guys is falling out slowly happen.
I think the fact too that she didn't have anybody at that time was kind of like, you know, tough for her because she's sitting at the house. You're super happy. You're meeting somebody new. That feeling of like being with somebody new. And then Lauren is, you know, not really finding anybody. Kind of her and I kind of had a thing, but I wasn't very serious. I don't think she was.
Yeah, you guys
either.
Weren't hanging out all the time.
No, exactly.
I think she was still heartbroken over Jason during that time.
For sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And
I think she was projecting a lot of her relationship with Jason on me.
For sure.
And, you know, that's why she kept comparing it on camera and being like, it's like Jason. I'm like, it's not like Jason. This is a completely different situation, which it was. It was very – it's like comparing apples and oranges. Like, maybe she saw some similarities that she thought or things that she was just going through, and she was still really heartbroken over that. But it was different. And so she compartmentalized it into that and wrote it off as that. And that was it to her. And there was just, you know, with Lauren, when she makes up her mind, that's it.
Yeah.
There is no talking to her.
And the beautiful thing about this whole thing at the end of the day, even if it was sad during that time, that everybody got their happy ever after.
True.
You know what I mean?
I mean, time.
She did. Yeah. You did.
But like, we should still be friends. There's no reason that Lauren and I shouldn't still be friends.
I agree.
Like,
call her up. Call her up. Lauren, can we get her on the phone?
No, I've talked to her a few times since The Hills, but just too much as... And I think that
too much time has passed.
Right.
And,
it just was too big of a rift, too publicly, too much said.
It all happened so fast and it was so like universal. Like everybody knew about it and like,
you know. I'll always love Lauren in my heart. Like I'll always have a place for her. I'll always appreciate everything that she did for me.
What about Spencer?
I think Spencer is a love for Lauren at the end of the day too.
I don't know. How does Spencer feel about Lauren? I want to know about this.
Yeah, I think so. I honestly
nowadays.
I mean, Spencer's grown. Everybody's grown.
We're all grown
up
now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're adults.
Yeah.
We're not 100%. Crazy in our 20s. But this episode ends with Lauren calling Spencer.
No, she didn't put me on the phone. She didn't put me on the phone,
I'm
Spencer. She was crying so hard. I had to pick up the phone. I had to pick up the phone like I had to pick up my best friend and carry her upstairs. No, Spencer, no. You have to realize. You have to realize. You have to decide what you want with Heidi.
Oh, you guys are all drunk on the couch.
You were crying on the couch.
So we can hardly even talk.
You're an asshole. You
have a bottle of wine.
I'm like, you didn't have to pick me up off the floor because I was just crying. It's because I was so drunk and crying.
But that's why. She was such a good friend to you too, Heidi. Like, she had your back on that phone call. And it was so awesome to see that you guys did have that.
Sucky person.
I know, but I also didn't want her to answer the phone.
Yeah, she should not.
She shouldn't have answered the phone. I didn't want her to answer the phone in the middle of it from the moment
she did that.
And I didn't want her to answer the phone. I kept saying, hang up the phone, get off the phone. Like, I really didn't want her on the phone with Spencer. So she wanted to say that and she wanted that moment. And I do appreciate that she felt protective, but I didn't want her to fight my battle for me. And she didn't know all the in between. So I just was like, you don't need to do that.
Hang up.
That's what
I'm talking to. Let me finish.
Oh my gosh.
Totally. But I do. She was. That's what she felt was right.
I know, Frankie. Let's get into your confession
corner.
Now that we're on season two.
Frankie's confession corner. What the hell has he got this time?
Tell the audience what this is for all the newbies out there.
Since the confession corner was started.
We drank all the mamitas.
We were drinking mamitas. And we wanted an excuse to drink.
We drank
right?
them all.
So I was making up these like questions that would be awkward for Audrina and for Brody. And I would ask them things that they wouldn't want to answer. So they would drink. And it was just an excuse for a little drink of mamitas, you know? It was fun. But now that we've been like really doing it every episode, I think that we really get some really juicy information by me asking these questions. So this one's for Heidi.
Okay.
When that happened at Aria, did you have any relationship with these playmates behind the camera scene? Like,
no, I had never seen those playmates before. None of them.
You didn't know them. They weren't like.
No, they were the homies. Not my friends.
No. The one girl did go up to you and warn you. Like, yeah, she was being friendly, but she still was in on it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought
that you guys had maybe, like, a relationship
behind it. Yeah, I think she just kind of felt bad when she saw the whole situation. Like, oh, I think we thought we were coming on camera, on this new
They realized they were being used.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not... Or she was like, I'm going to seize the moment and go up to Heidi and talk to her.
So this one's for Audrina.
All right.
Did you ask the producers like, hey, dude, I don't like this. I'm iced out with all my friends. Like the girls, like you're making me look like I'm like evil here. Or like I don't have any friends. Like these are my actual friends. Can we help with the narration of the…
Getting back in the group kind of thing?
Yeah, like where you're like, can you guys help me? Be friends again?
Honestly, and I think we talked about this a couple episodes ago, but I went to the producer and I told him, like, I'm done. I don't want to do this. It's not for me. They're not my friends. I can't keep showing up by myself to everything because it's like I'm invisible and I don't like how it makes me feel and I don't do this. So,
yes.
I think that's when they went and talked to Heidi and Lauren and they're just told… I think you said they told you.
Out,
yeah.
Or else you guys want to like, be so friends with her.
They slowly brought me back in.
Yeah.
Thanks, Heidi.
Okay. So
we needed you.
So this was for Brody. So you might want to grab your mamitas.
Okay. Where is it? Smart water today, buddy.
Where is this one going, huh?
Where is it?
You want me to get you one?
No.
There's a couple.
That's okay. I just got my smart water.
I think you'll drink water today. We're putting him on a water hiatus.
Water diet.
Brody, Lauren said you were like… an amazing kisser.
Is that so?
Out of all the girls you kissed on the hills, who was the best kisser?
That's a great question.
Or the best lover? Or the best talker on the bed?
Out of all the girls, who did I kiss on the show? I don't know. I'm trying to think all that. I don't even remember. God, this is so long ago. I mean, Lauren was a good kisser. Lauren was a good kisser. There was nothing wrong with her kissing. It was just, you know. But I thought Lauren was a…
So who did you talk to?
She had nice lips. It was
good. Who did you talk the best?
It was good.
I think you had Jade on the show. You had Lauren.
Well, Jade was like my girlfriend at the time. Jade, yeah. we those girls were like brought on the show. I think there was a cast member of the show. I think
for me,
I know what you're doing, Frankie.
What is he trying to do? You
need to… I was the best talker in your life.
Yes.
Who was the best talker in your bed?
Oh, Audrina for sure. Yeah. No, the best bed talker.
Did you guys ever kiss on camera? Talk?
I don't think I don't think we ever did. No.
They never kissed
on camera. No. Yeah, this is sweet.
On camera, off
this,
camera.
Frankie's never going to let this go. This is
every
the day
episode,
he dies.
Baby. We'll figure it out how we can get back to you.
I think we were the only ones that just wanted to stay up and drink and talk. We had a lot to talk about.
You guys could have a midnight podcast.
Try being on a show with all you guys. Trust me. There was a lot to talk about.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jeez. Someone's got to lay it down.
I know. Well, let's get into the fan calls. There's a few of them.
Oh.
Hi guys, my name is Brianna. I'm a big fan of The Hills. I grew up watching you guys. I'm loving the podcast. It's so awesome to hear from your guys' experiences and behind the scenes stories and things like that. My question is for Brody and Frankie. Back in the day, I remember seeing pictures in some of those tabloid magazines of especially Frankie and Hillary Duff. And then later I remember seeing pictures of Brody and Frankie with Hillary and Haley Duff. And I'm wondering, how did you guys meet? And did you guys actually date the Duff girls? Just curious to hear what the story is there with the Duff girls. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
You, Mac. We didn't date them. Didn't you do anything? You had a little
Mac
something.
Mac Daddy over there.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Why are you smiling?
Come on.
No, because that was what was funny. The confession.
You and Hillary had a little thing for a second.
No, we didn't. We were just friends, strictly friends. And what was funny is that me and
that little flirtation going on there.
No, because me and Haley were really close. We were really good friends. And you started coming along with us. And then everybody thought that Brody was dating either Haley or Hillary. And it was
not the case.
And it was.
We were all buddies. We were like spending.
That's what I'm saying.
We were spending like 4th of July with them.
And it was just fun. It was like literally just a good old time.
I had that condo.
Did Haley date Greg Carney?
Haley dated Greg Carney a long time ago.
Yeah. Because Mars was dating him too, right?
And I was hanging out with Haley for a minute. And Hillary was there one time. And then Greg was there. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Lauren, that was messy. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
We had fun with them. That was a good little.
Yeah, but it was literally platonic. We like would go out like as friends and we 4th of July was kind of like
July.
The
we would the we'd summertime. Hang, we party, we'd drink first time I ever drank absinthe. Remember that?
Oh man.
Remember that? We took shots, Frank and I took shots of that without the sugar, without all
we should do a list of all the famous people the two of you have dated.
God, that
I think
was
nobody.
It
would go on very long. Well, definitely Brody it would go.
I don't know. Brody dated everybody.
What are you talking about? No, I did not, Frankie. Jeez.
You did. Nicole, Avril.
I think a lot of girls too though, later in the seasons, like they like would become obsessed with Brody and like they wouldn't. Like the one chick, Michaela, I think. She just wouldn't take no for an answer at
she
one
was
point.
Nice.
I think.
I she felt
was
bad.
They she tried, was really
but then
nice.
They tried, you know what happened is like even if I was just talking to a girl or was not necessarily dating.
But Michaela was
just,
a girl.
Just talking. But just talking, whatever. It just, I feel like the producers then would reach out to these girls and then bring them around. And even
give
if it was just
hope.
A very brief dating thing, which I think we all have, everybody has brief little dating stints that aren't just full blown relationships, but you just see somebody. When that would happen, they would bring these girls around more and more just to create drama, bring them around. Yeah, that happened a lot on the show.
Yeah.
A lot. So it made it look like it was more serious than it really was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was in my 22, 23 years old. We were on number one show on MTV, 23 years old. We were all having fun.
That's what we were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, what
literally.
Yep.
We'd have no show.
Well, I think that's it for this episode.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcast. If you'd like to watch us, check it out on YouTube. As always, you guys can leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills, or you can send in your questions to thehills@castmedia.com. That's cast with a K. See you guys next week.
5 stars, please. Thank you.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.